Carl, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why do we name things the way we certainly name things? I'll give you for instance.
Please.
Why do we call it a butterfly when all it does is flutter by?
Okay.
Wouldn't a better name be Flutterby?
We're going to get esoteric here. Yeah,
no, that's not esoteric.
I have
it makes sense.
I have no idea.
It doesn't look like a piece of butter with wings.
This is true. I've never given it much thought, but now I will ponder the issue.
These are the things that I think about at night when I'm listening.
I'm not going. You don't want to go down that road.
Oh,
do you?
Go ahead. Yes, I do.
No, I must admit, I have not thought about that. But
what's wrong with you?
Because I'm a very flat thinker. I think on a flat plane.
Yes.
Your plane is this broad spectrum, this spherical world.
The Gestalt.
Yes.
It is
a spherical world. I'm a flat, drive down that road as flat as it can be, straight ahead until morning.
But seriously, though, doesn't that make sense?
Of course it does. Many of the words that we have are from the British, and then before them from Latin, the Latin derivative.
Yes.
A part of our language. So I have no idea.
But the Latin name for the butterfly is not Flutterby.
No.
It's not anything. I mean, it's that I would recognize.
Well, would you like to rephrase the English language? By the way, this is what Johnson tried to do, to recalibrate the English language with his dictionary. You know that, don't you? When he created that dictionary, he was trying to
Which Johnson are you talking about?
First name. Come on, Johnson. Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, call in at the next number to give me the I can't think of his first name. Isn't that terrible? The Johnson Dictionary.
You're not talking about Webster, are you?
No. This goes back before Webster.
You're thinking of Noah Webster,
anyway,
and you're calling him Johnson.
It could very well be. But the point is, all right, he tried to rephrase the English language, give it a sense of context. And that is probably where some of these words came from. They were created to define a certain thing.
Sure.
In that particular dictionary. This is where you would go to get the correct pronunciation of a word or what we define as
pronunciations
or definition.
In America, they are just terrible.
It's Samuel Johnson.
Samuel Johnson.
Thank
you.
Did
you hear that? That's Kevin. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin, our engineer and producer. And he's saving me here because I could never think of that. But the point is he was trying to give it a context so that butterfly, engineer, machine all had words that had definition and had pronunciation, correct pronunciation and definition. And he was couching it. Save me here. I'm heading down a very bad road here, Roland.
No, I'm not going to save you. I want to watch you do that. No.
Just keep right on going, Carl.
Well, I brought it up, so I really should try to make sure that I don't leave you out on a limb.
I'm so far out, I can't see the tree. There's a tree back there. I'm all the way out here on the limb. No, but that is the context you flutter by.
That makes sense. I mean, but you know, it's time to change some things.
It is. And our language is changing all by itself, though.
What it does daily. I mean, you look at the terms that our teenagers and young people today are using.
Oh, please.
I mean, I don't understand it.
I don't either.
You know, you look at the when they text and they Twitter and they twit and they do all these sort of things.
But now, that's a good example. They're taking that usage into the language.
Yeah, but mostly with initials like the OMG, oh my God, or
BFF.
I love the one about F.
How dare you?
FOS.
Well, if someone said FOS to you 30 years ago, how dare you?
Yeah, but FOS, for the kids, they means father over shoulder. So you got to be careful what you have to, you know, what you have to say. Or POF, parent over shoulder.
Oh,
you know.
Jesus. I didn't know. Now, thank you very much. Well, my little one, because she's due at 10 or 11 to get a cell phone.
Uh-huh,
I'll be keeping an eye on that. POS, I got to remember that. But parent over shoulder. I love that. That's very good. Well, Roland, we entered this and went wherever we went.
Well, wherever it goes. That's what this program is all about.
And ladies and gentlemen,
we go where we all then fear to go.
Fear to go. And the program is Smith Sabatino, America Weekend. We're back.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You're running late for an appointment. Jump in the car, and it won't start. What do?
You can pound on the steering wheel and shout a few choice words, or you can make a quick call that you'll be late for the appointment.
Our brain is wired to react emotionally. Use these three steps to keep your cool and respond to any situation.
First, observe. See how often this week you are responding or reacting.
Second, pause. Disconnect from the situation to regain your balance.
Third, reflect. Look at the big picture to determine the best way to respond.
A challenge can be an opportunity for empowerment when you choose to respond. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is your daughter developing faster than the rest of her same age friends. Could be a problem.
They're getting bigger.
Here's the developmental science of it.
They're getting bigger.
Not so long ago, a single parent dad called about his teenage daughter. She towers over her classmates and is much more physically developed. As a result, her little friends are rejecting her.
I hate that girl.
Early physically advancing boys, they grow more popular, but physically advanced girls tend to be rejected by other girls. What's the cheap psychological trick? Education about puberty and her development is required. Assurances that once her friends catch up with her, their animosity will go away. But Dad, wake up call. Educate your daughter about boys. They will be swarming like flies.
Danger, Will Robinson.
You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.